We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome back to Kits and Wagers. We're talking game week 30. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by Chris Owen. We both work at rotowire.com. Chris, welcome in. Good morning. It is 6:40 a.m. where you are. How do you feel for the show?
Waiting for this coffee to kick in, quite frankly. These just given the quick match week here, we've got a pretty busy – I mean, you have a busy week here. You've got a March Madness that you've been clocking away on, and I needed to get this done before I hit the road for a little ski trip. So, you know, you got to do a little work on the side. I got to do, you know, sometimes it's early in the morning, sometimes it's late at night. So I'm just happy to carve out a little time and talk a little soccer this weekend. We got some big matches. We got FA Cup, we got EPL. So yeah, I'm just waiting for this coffee to kick in. So sorry if we start slow and finish fast, but that's the way it works on Kits and Wagers.
That's the way coffee works. Yeah, if you're you know, if you're a pure better and you're not just like a soul, you're only a soccer fan, don't like anything else. We're calling it March Madness Money, and we got a show like an hour from now. We're talking today's Thursday. We're talking pretty much every game today, and I'm going to be doing shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just go to the RotoWire sports Twitter account and all that stuff will be up there. But Chris, you got the training top on, you're training, you're getting ready to hit the slopes. So is that also your driving kit too? Can you call it that, or just your early morning kit, I guess?
This is just, I'm hopping on Kits and Wagers and I needed to find something to put on it. And it's kind of chilly. Like, you know, it's still before 7. I think we got the thermostat starts to kick in around this time. So it's kind of cool at night. So you got to wear a quarter zip in the meantime. So otherwise I would have went with a kit. But I saw, was it Gio Reyna? Gio Reyna was back in the line, or back in, came off the bench yesterday and assisted Axel Witsel for the game-winning goal against Mainz. So thought I'd whip out this one. It also happens to be quite warm. So that's my thought process here. And yeah, it might turn into my driving kit. I'm hoping I don't have to drive. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's where I'm at today. And honestly, after this show, well, if I'm not driving it, I'm going to be tuning into Adam's March Madness content, whether I'm reading it or I'm watching it later, because the guy has been an absolute machine the last couple of weeks. And I haven't filled out any brackets yet. I know nothing about college basketball, so I'm going to listen to that a little bit and see what I can get from it, and then fill out a couple brackets.
Heck yeah, March Madness money. Yeah, for my kid. So it was like 65 degrees here yesterday in Michigan, and you know now it's dropped back down. But so warm weather, Guatemala international break coming up. So that's just what I'm supporting. We got the Quetzal as the logo here. The bird, the Quetzal here. So just, you know, I got the warm weather kit on and the winter hat. That's just Michigan in a box, I guess you could say.
I do want to note that our good friend John McKechnie was on the show last weekend, and he brought me a RotoWire t-shirt. So I do have that on here. So always good to, you know, fill the coffers with an additional t-shirt. So
speaking of John,
your leader in fantasy sports.
Yeah. Speaking of John, the special guest last week, he did, I guess he was the only one that got a correct best bet last week. He had the Seattle Sounders money line, his hometown slash fake not hometown team got the win.
Very not hometown.
Against the Galaxy. But so we got, there's four Premier League matches this week, and we're going to break down a couple of those, and then we may like sprinkle in some FA Cup chatter. And there's four of those matches. Nothing really caught my eye, but I do see something that I want to bring up to you. But before we get there, I guess I just want to bring up, so today's Thursday. Do you have a thought on, so I was surprised to see this, just real quick. Everton are actually favored at home against Newcastle today. Do the odds makers know something we don't, or is that like a wrong line? Everton are plus 135, Newcastle are plus 230. I feel like that should be closer to even because Everton have been terrible and Newcastle are actually playing well.
Yeah, that is – I didn't even pay attention to those odds because I didn't think about talking about it today. But, yeah, that's pretty surprising. Everton – they're what, like one game out of the drop zone here. And meanwhile, Newcastle, I believe in the past six matches, they've been one of the best sides in the league here. Mm-hmm. They've dropped one out of the past six. They've taken 15 points, 10 goals, only conceded four goals. So the back line has really been what's taken them. And Everton, you know, still dealing with, you know, some reciprocal injuries where we'll see if DCL plays. He's questionable, it looks like. And I don't know why Everton are favored. You know, Frank Lampard by the day is kind of losing, you know, his managerial I mean, it's been a couple rides here for him, and he hasn't seen anything where he can show that, like, yes, I'm a good manager, and yes, we'll bounce back. So, yeah, that's pretty wild to me. I would take Newcastle on this one, but Everton playing at home, fighting for their life. Who knows? But those odds should be closer to even, in my opinion.
All right, fighting for their life. I mean, that one Newcastle loss was like last week against Chelsea, and they basically they had to revamp almost their entire midfield because of injuries, and like they still maybe should have gotten a point. I know Eddie Howe is upset with some of the officiating in that, but they lost 1-0 with a late Kai Havertz goal. But if you're watching on YouTube or Twitter, got the sports betting page up, roadwire.com, go to soccer, sports betting. I just posted my betting article for the week, game week 30. Got a nice little Harry Kane picture on there so you can see where that's going. But here's the betting page. We got, as you can see, Europa League, full-on Europa League. We got that Everton-Newcastle match. And, of course, for the diehards, we got Querétaro against Atletico San Luis in Liga MX. That's the late 11 p.m. Eastern match, but we're talking Premier League. So the first game we're going to get to is, as I think about this for a second, we're talking Leicester Brentford. Yeah. One of our followers, Anang Ade, wanted us to talk about Leicester Brentford. So we're going to get into that one. We got Leicester at home, plus 115. And plus 240 for the draw. Brentford to win is plus 255. You can get over 2.5 goals, minus 115. Under 2.5 goals, minus 110. So that implied goal total is sitting around the 2.5 there. But the thing here is that Leicester are at Rennes today for Europa Conference League, I believe. Whatever that league is called. UECL. Yep. So they're in France today for that match. So hopefully no major injuries come up. We already know Jamie Vardy's out. But Leicester at home, Brentford away. Can you read either of these teams, I guess?
tough to read both of them, but I think they're both coming off from Brentford's coming off two straight wins in the Premier League, as they are kind of fighting for their life here. Leicester, it seems like now that they are firmly in 12th in the Premier League, they're kind of like putting their eggs in the Europa Conference League basket because that's their best way to qualify for Europa next season, which makes sense. You know, if you're going to be 12th, they're sitting on 33 points, so I think 40 is usually the number to stay in the league, and I don't think there's any concern that they were going to get relegated, but I think we're just going to see Brendan Rodgers continue to put his best players in those Europa Conference League games, so I'd be surprised to see them at a full-strength team come this matchup with Brentford. So I kind of am intrigued to see what Brentford does here. You know, they have a little bit longer odds, but yeah, just Leicester playing on, what is it going to be, 3 days rest? And, you know, missing Jamie Vardy coming. Are they playing at home or are they coming back from France?
They're in France today. Yeah, they're in France.
Yes. Sitting on a 2-0 lead. So, you know,
we don't even know what that lineup's going to look like. So,
yeah. So, they're definitely going to have to put a couple of names in here that maybe we're not used to seeing it in the starting 11, especially if they play like a really strong side on Thursday. So, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Brentford come away with a couple points here, or a point, or even three here. Leicester's just been so kind of hot and cold for us lately, and that's kind of what I'm thinking. So Brentford maybe taken away with a draw.
I was kind of surprised here. Like you said, Leicester's on 33 points. They're only 3 points ahead of Brentford. That just is that's just surprising. I guess, yeah, just things haven't worked out. Leicester has 11 losses, 9 wins, 6 draws, and then you got Brentford 8, 6, and 15. So I guess it just depends on how much you take away from Brentford's wins here. They beat Norwich, and then they beat Burnley. And, you know, before that, it was a lot of loss, yeah. maybe a draw, loss. So it depends how much you're putting into that. I'd probably just side with the home team. It's kind of hard to read on the lineup right now, but I'd side with the home team here. I'm still – Brentford have – you know, they're coming off those two wins, and I guess Christian Eriksen, you know, he started those matches. So you got him in the squad now, but I'd still want to see, like, what they do against, you know, a half real team, I guess you could say. So I probably lean on Leicester. Do you think both teams are going to score? Leicester have been a little more defensive, and Brentford have kind of struggled to score all season. I'd probably lean on no. You'd think there'd be goals, but I kind of think that it's going to be a little more defensive, just given Leicester's travels.
Yeah, I didn't really address that in my first comment, but yeah, I'm going to go no on that as well, because last four matches Leicester's been involved in, it's been 2-0 or 1-0. Whether they in each of those matches, and then Brentford's past five matches has been, you know, either a 0-0 draw, 2-1, 2-0, 3-1, and 2-0. So majority of the matches they're playing in, both teams have not scored. So that's just my thought process there.
Right. I think the public move would be to say yes, just because like Ivan Toney's been back and he's been scoring, and then you got Leicester's attack. Like both teams to score is -150. The no is +115. But as I said, Leicester has been better defensively. You know, you got the Arsenal loss, but they've played a little bit more defensive than what we've seen. Like they're working with this Daniel Amardi and Soyuncu back line, which has actually been better than like whatever Vestergaard or whoever. So it's actually working for them. So I'd kind of lean on that. And then just the fact that I'm still not sold on Brentford's attack. Like, it just seems like Ivan Toney's getting PKs every game, or he's getting, you know, this late goal that kind of comes out of nowhere. So that's kind of my thoughts on that one. But next match here, we got Tottenham home against West Ham. Tottenham -140 to win. They're coming off the 2-0 win at Brighton on Wednesday. West Ham +370 to win, and the draw is +300. Over 2.5 goals is -135. Under 2.5 goals, +110. Again, we're talking about a team playing midweek, except West Ham are home against Sevilla today. They are down a goal against Sevilla. This is Europa League. So we got that. We also have Jared Bowen is out. He's not playing. Cresswell, Antonio, both those guys left in the Villa match last week. Those guys are doubts. We don't actually know if they're going to play. So again, a lot of questions. They play today with injuries. What are your first thoughts here?
This one's not clear. This one is, you know, if they're missing Antonio up front, it's going to be tough to take West Ham here. But the other thing that we didn't really mention here is Tottenham. Like, Tottenham have to be the toughest team to read in the Premier League right now, in my opinion. they win one, they lose one, they win one, they lose one, they win one, they lose one. Like, it seems like it's like been a yo-yo for them. They're coming off a pretty big win, and last time they did that, they lost. So it's like, what do I go with? The only thing that really intrigues me here is the double chance for West Ham, who you can get West Ham double chance at +120, win or draw. You come away with some decent odds there, and it's just, you know, if they you know, say Cresswell is in the lineup and Antonio is in the lineup, I'll feel a lot more confident in that. And it's likely that we'll see those odds go, you know, change a little bit, but you can get onto that now. I know there's a little bit of uncertainty, but that's the one that I would go for. We don't know what Tottenham side we're going to get. And that's been the way that's been the last, like, what, 6 weeks to 2 months. So I think I'd go West Ham double chance just because they have decent odds.
Technically, if we don't, just going back off the yo-yo here, if we only include Premier League, they technically have back-to-back 4-0 and 5-0 wins against Leeds and Everton. So, like, if you're back in Tottenham, there's your stat right there.
We don't get to erase the games they played, though. You know, like, they're not forgetting that they lost in between those games.
Yeah,
to Middlesbrough, to
Port
right?
Vale. Okay, no, yeah, not to Port Vale. Vale. No, Middlesbrough. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Someone else played Port Vale. I was just looking at it. So I wrote about this match earlier, and Tottenham have scored. Okay, this is only league play. I'm throwing out the Middlesbrough match. But in five of their last six matches, they've scored at least two goals, in which Kulusevski has started for them. So what the one down match was the loss at Burnley. Yes. That must be it. Okay, yeah. Yeah, but otherwise, Kulusevski's in the squad. Like, they're scoring goals. He has, I think, four assists already. Harry Kane's back in form. Son is doing his usual thing. Matt Doherty is suddenly, like, Wolves Matt Doherty. Yes. He came over almost 2 years ago, probably a year and a half now. Like, he looked terrible whenever he came on for previous managers. And all of a sudden, this past month, Matt Doherty is like, I'm awesome on the wing now. I'm going to get forward a ton. So, like, they have things that are working for their favor. West Ham have been playing a little more defensive. And, like, while I mentioned those injuries, I mean, I'm going to get to some of this later, but I don't know how they beat Villa last week. But after Cresswell and Antonio got injured in that match, I think Yarmolenko maybe getting some of that Ukrainian love. Once those guys came in, like, they got two goals. They beat Aston Villa. So I still don't know how that happened. But
a tough Aston Villa side, too.
Like, right.
That's a good one for them.
It was like an even match, and then Antonio and Cresswell went off, and then West Ham's like, okay, now we're going to score. Now we're going to score because, you know, the Ukrainian Yarmolenko is in there. And I don't know, maybe that lifted the squad or something. But so that's one of the worries. I do like Tottenham to win this one. They're -140. That's probably what I lean on. I can't really take the over-under here just because we don't know what West Ham are going to look like. You got the Tottenham success scoring, but this could be, you know, a 2-0. And then, like, if you take over 2.5 goals, then it's like, okay, well, there goes my money. So, you got any other thoughts on that one?
Just looking at some of the anytime goal scoring odds, you do get plus odds on Harry Kane at +105. Heung-min Son is 120, and then Kulusevski is +230. So, I mean, the guy's been involved in their attack, but he's been more laying off assists than scoring. But if I was going to go anything, I mean, Harry Kane plus odds, it seems like a decent bet.
Yeah, that bet is actually a dagger because I did same game parlay. I think it was the Tottenham against Everton match. It was over 3.5 goals. It was Kane to score and Kulusevski to score and probably something else in there. Everything hit. And Kulusevski had like two assists, but he didn't score. I'm not taking him to score. Yeah, I'm not taking him to score anymore. I saw some shots on goal, so I was like, okay, maybe he's going to get one. But, like, I watched all that match, and it just he preferred to pass it. Basically, when he was in the box or whenever he was on the wing or something, he usually preferred to pass it. He didn't care to take the shot himself. So I think that is a reason not to bet Kulusevski to score. So, yeah, you fair. Know, it's a small sample size, but that's just what I saw in that specific match. But
yeah, I mean, Kerry Kane, on the other hand, has been in fuego. Like, the guy's got 7 goals in the past 6 matches, goals in 4 straight, plus an assist. So, I mean, I'd lean on that. He's obviously probably not going to catch up to Mo Salah, but after the slow start that he had to begin the season, Kane has a really caught fire.
Yeah, I do like the plus 105 in this game, though. Like, if anyone's a scorer, like Kane, I like Tottenham to win. Might as well get Kane to score at plus odds, so that one kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But just as you can see, the FA Cup odds are scrolling on the bottom here. I'll give you time to – I don't know if you have the odds pulled up, but just looking through some things, I kind of like Crystal Palace to win against Everton. Again, Everton play today against Newcastle, so another short turnaround. But you can get – so this is going to be – obviously, this is FA Cup, so this would be in 90 minutes, Crystal Palace to win, plus 110. Not sure what Everton are going to look like today. Not sure what they're going to look like on Sunday. I think taking Crystal Palace at home is a pretty reasonable spot if you can get plus odds on them. So I kind of like that one. And I probably lean on under goals in this Middlesbrough-Chelsea match. I believe it's plus odds. So I'm looking under 2.5 goals is plus 2.5. And, I mean, you can look through Middlesbrough's schedule. Like, the way they've got here is just by – you know, playing defensively.
Yeah.
Like, they beat Tottenham. They needed extra time for it. Got the goal in the 107th minute, 1-1-0. Manchester United, that one went to PKs. It was 1-1. So I kind of think, you know, go with already the way that Chelsea play. Maybe Chelsea are in form, which is kind of the worrying part in that. Like, Kai Havertz is really going right now. But I do like the under in that just because I think Middlesbrough probably – just take that defensive approach, and we've seen a lot of times that Chelsea sometimes they just can't break through certain teams. So under 2.5 right there is a good spot. You have any thoughts on the FA Cup though?
Yeah, I guess question for you is, are any of, you know, we talk about the magic of the cup, you know, the FA Cup. Are any of these underdogs primed for an upset?
So Southampton are playing pretty bad right now. I'm going to say no on them, and I'm not going to, and definitely no against the on Liverpool here. So I mean Everton. I'd say if anything, it's like Middlesbrough, which is just kind of what the odds show. They're plus 550, but that's to win in 90 minutes. Like if you want them to advance, it is plus 360. So even then, it's not like the greatest odds because Chelsea are playing well. Then again, we just mentioned, is this match Saturday or Sunday? Yeah, this one's actually Saturday. So, like, Chelsea were at Lille Wednesday or Tuesday. I can't remember anymore. Everything's mixing up.
That was yesterday.
Okay, yeah. So, Chelsea, they were just in France. You know, we're just talking about Leicester in France. We got to take that into account with Chelsea. And, like, Lukaku hasn't started for a while. And I think this is a spot where Lukaku starts. And it seems like a lot of the Lukaku matches, they just struggle in. So yeah, that's kind of where I'd look. I mean, plus 360 isn't the best for Middlesbrough to advance, but that's probably what I'd look at.
Interesting.
At least for an underdog. Because they are at home, too. So, I mean, granted, so is Southampton and Nottingham Forest, but it's not Man City and Liverpool, so...
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's kind of the one that I looked at too. I mean, going to be tough for any of those underdogs to kind of get past it. But yeah, Kai Havertz at plus 125, anytime goal scoring. He's got the best odds for Chelsea. And then other than that, Liverpool, they're getting Mo Salah at minus 140, Diogo Jota at minus 120. And then you get into Firmino has better odds than Mane. So plus 115 and plus 120. I would go Mane here if you had to select anyone against
you would. Forest. That's the bet.
Adams is Rex put me on this one, man. He's a Sadio Mane stan. So we're gonna stick with that, I think.
There you go.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, so best bets. We don't have to talk about the past, okay? But I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna keep riding. I should have worn an Aston Villa kit, man. I'm still riding Aston Villa until I could lose my next 10 bets here. That I'm just gonna say that's in play, but I'm taking Aston Villa again. They're home. We haven't talked about this match, but they're home against Arsenal. They are +200 to win. Arsenal are +135. I don't think Aston Villa should be an underdog. Lucas Digne is out. Douglas Luiz is questionable after getting gashed in his face. So they have some injuries, but Arsenal played Wednesday. Mikel Arteta openly complained about the schedule. For unclear reasons. It's not like they're playing in UEFA or anything like that. So no. Arteta just coming out and complaining about the schedule.
That was so funny. Like, I mean, that's like a EPL manager's favorite thing to rag on besides the officiating. That, and even then they get fined if they go too far. But after the match, Arteta was complaining about the schedule, and then Jurgen Klopp was like, yeah, you know, we've had to play 13 games since we last played Arsenal, 7. So they've played 6 more matches than Arsenal has in that time. And then Arteta hops on a mic, is like, hey, I hate it. Are the schedules, you know, crap? But it's like, you played 6 less games and you got beat. So.
Clearly he was upset after losing.
Yeah.
The thing with Arsenal is when they're healthy, Arteta doesn't change his starting 11.
No.
Even though, like, no. Smith Rowe is in there. Basically, Smith Rowe is all that he's coming off the bench for Martinelli there. And, you know, when everyone's healthy, I guess right now you got Cedric in there at right back instead of Tomiyasu, but he doesn't really switch up his lineup. Like, this has pretty much been what he's done all season. And to complain about the schedule is interesting. So even though, like, Villa have injuries, I'm not too worried about it. But getting back to the best bet here, I got +115 on the draw, no bet. They killed me last week. You know, I keep saying that they killed me, but I'm just going to keep saying that. Villa, I had the same bet on Villa last week. They lost against Yarmolenko and company, but I still think they're playing well. They're playing well than earlier in the season, and they're at home. I just don't know why they're underdogs in this spot. Their last home match, they beat Southampton 4-0. I don't want to look beyond that because they have some losses before that, but Arsenal are playing well. But short week, coach is complaining about schedule. I feel comfortable betting against them. And I think this is more – I just think that you're getting an advantage on the odds. I think this should be even odds. I think it should be like +160, +160 for both teams. But you're getting money here with Villa draw no bet at +115. So I'll take that.
Arsenal, they've won 9 of their last 12 matches in the Premier League. You know, riding a pretty hot hand. That doesn't scare you at all?
No. Do you want to run through some of these wins?
Fearless. He's
all right. They beat Watford 3-2. Got the got a Wolves win 1-0, which was, you know, kind of a slow match. Then you got some non-league games. They won at Norwich, won against Leeds, and then before that, I'm just speaking away matches. They lost at Everton, lost at Manchester United, lost at Liverpool. A lot of those wins are at home. They have a great home record, which is I kind of thought they were going to put up more of a fight yesterday against Liverpool, but I'm not as sold on them away from home. I'll say that.
They did put up a pretty good fight. Like, they could have easily been up in the first half, and then in the second half, it was just kind of felt like inevitable. But
fight on the scoreboard, not just
not just
like playing well and not scoring. That's not what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. Touche, Adam. Touche. Anyways, I'm going to get into my best bet. This one, I don't feel super confident. I'm on a little bit of a cold streak right now, but better time than ever. No time better than now to get hot here. You know, I was looking at the odds. I always love the double chance because it gives you a good chance to, you know, whether you're going to draw or win, you can take, you know, two of the three options on a team here. And yeah, I talked about how Tottenham is a bit of a yo-yo in their form, including all of the matches they played, like the FA Cup and the Premier League. But yeah, they've won one, lost one for the past, what is it, like seven or so matches. West Ham are above Tottenham in the table. This is a pretty big game in terms of, I don't think either of these teams are going to get into the Europa League, but I think, you know, that's their target right now. And in order to do so, one of them is going to need to win here. And I think that could be West Ham. And even if they don't win, you come away with a draw, you're going to get the double chance odds at plus 120. I just like what they're doing. It's going to be interesting to see whether they do have Cresswell or Antonio. I'll feel a lot less confident if they don't have Antonio up front as he's their goal scorer. But I think I'm just going to go with West Ham here just because I have no idea what we're going to get out of Tottenham this weekend.
Okay, since I have Tottenham on the money line, I have to ask you, you said Tottenham are a yo-yo, but you're comfortable with West Ham not being a yo-yo because they're losing every away match?
I'm just confident in the plus 120 odds. You get a draw or a win. I mean, you're coming away with money here, whereas, like, do I want to bet on a Tottenham side who
are – Hold up. You're taking the draw, no bet. You get your money back.
I'm taking double chance.
Oh, you're taking double chance.
Plus 120.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. You're right.
You get the two opportunities there. So, I mean, West Ham are what they're sitting on – I guess I have to look here, but they're fifth, or I want to say fifth, sixth. Yeah, they're sorry, sixth, they're right, two points
behind Manchester. Yep.
Yeah, and just sixth based on goal differential here.
They're level with Tottenham. They're
above Tottenham on goal differential, but
behind one match.
Yeah, but so that's where I'm at here. This is a big scrap for Europa Conference League.
Yeah, we got four matches to pick here. I just want to read off Sevilla's last few away matches. 1-0 at Sevilla, 1-0 at Liverpool, 3-1 at Southampton, 2-2 at Leicester. They needed extra time to win at Kidderminster Harriers. I believe that was like they're in like the fifth division. And then before that, they lost 1-0 at Manchester United. Okay, so there's the bet. Chris has taken double chance on West Ham. What was that, plus 120 odds or something?
Yes, correct.
Okay, plus 120. I'm riding and dying with Aston Villa. Draw no bet. That's plus 115. They're home against Arsenal. You know, I've been on Arsenal all season, but now I'm against them. So we'll see that.
Here we are.
But that was game week 30. We got an international break coming up, so we might be back with some future talk. We might be, I don't know, we'll see what happens. But if you like betting, make sure to check out RotoWire Sports on Twitter. We'll have a lot of college basketball stuff over there throughout the next week. Chris, in the meantime, is hitting the slopes. He's going skiing in his Borussia Dortmund kit. He'll definitely be out there. He'll look like a big yellow, I don't know, yellow blob up on the slopes. That's zooming me along, like, I don't know, like the Flash or something on the slopes with that yellow going. I don't know, something like that.
Definitely not going to wear a jacket over this in the snow. You know, just going to wear a quarter zip in the snow, likely. So that's the smart play.
I assume it's going to be sunny. I mean, if the sun's out, it's 50 degrees in the mountain, right?
I think we're looking at below zero. I mean, it's at elevation, so yeah. Sorry to disappoint, but I will likely have the sun at some point.
All right, Chris, thanks for joining me again. Make sure to like and subscribe. Make sure to like the video on YouTube, podcast, whatever. We'll be back. Chris, enjoy your weekend and start your Thursday off. Get some more coffee in you. But anyways, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And thanks for joining me, Chris. At CHRON8 on Twitter. I am at Roto's a Dry. Got to put that in there as well.
Thanks, Adam.